This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven minutes after the hour, it's Monday, the 20th of July. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of July, named after Julius Caesar. For those of you who are not, were not in school that day, that's the story. It's National Moon Day. Neil Armstrong stepping down into the moon's cratered surface. One small step for man, one great leap for mankind. Pretty much everybody was holding their breath. And when he got off the spaceship and stepped on the planet, pretty much a collective sigh of relief. So today, National Moon Day, celebrates not only the lunar landing on July the 20th, 1969, the day that also reminds us of the uphill slog to get the space program off the ground, literally and figuratively. On National Moon Day, we remember both the profound moments in the space race, with us being the first to plant our flag on the moon. Actually, nobody has been there but us, although the Chinese are trying to get there as fast as they can. Who knows how many people. The Russians admitted to trying to get there, and every time they would, the rocket has to be more powerful. Every time they would, it finally came out, every time they put the rocket on the launch pad with men going to the moon, it blew up. I think they killed four or five different groups of men trying to go to the moon. So whether the Chinese have done that, you'd never know it anyway, because they're too busy trying to ruin the world for everybody else except themselves. Which kind of brings me around to thinking about the definition of the word patriotic for a second, ladies. Can we digress? We were talking earlier about the handicap of using all these apps that are connected so strongly and directly to China, and thinking about how direct or indirect all the businesses are that are connected to China and what that's done. So is it really a discussion? Because somebody who was concerned about this sent me a note about me, reminding me that I was a free trader and I was a free market capitalist, etc. At least I've always talked about that over the years. This is somebody obviously that listens or has listened to me for a long time. So when prices started going crazy in our country, we started buying things from other countries. So if we were to stop that, is that going to keep many people from the ability to buy things that they, you know, to up their standard of living, if we start cutting out the Chinese, shall we say, and what they do, or has it gone too far? I suppose that's one of the things we were talking about earlier as well, whether we just can't pull ourselves away. It's impossible to extricate ourselves now from the Chinese, because we embrace capitalism. Capitalism is about the free market. We have the opportunity to go someplace and buy a better mousetrap that's less expensive. So we've done that. I guess my question would be whether it really is better or not, or is it just that we don't care about quality, we just want cheap? And I think that's part of
how hard is it? I mean, that's one of the things, but how hard is it for people? Most people aren't going to make it their full-time job to find stuff that's here, you know?
Right. It's not like me. I look at everything now to see where it comes from and how it gets to our, you know, how it gets to the market. It is another bug that seems to have come from China. Do you know what an ectoparasite is?
No.
Anybody know what an ectoparasite is? Ectoparasites. Well, it is. And it was produced, if you will, I say produced, I put that in quotes, in beef cattle that were being raised in China. Apparently there are 13 types of these ectoparasites that bother beef cattle, and the symptoms that get into the herd complicates the lungs and the meat itself. Lice get into the meat, all that kind of stuff. It's spread by mosquitoes. It's really pretty damn gross. Remember earlier this year we were talking about that bee that came over from Asia, the killer bee, and you saw pictures of that? The murder hornet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you think that was gross, you should look at pictures of this stuff.
No,
and
thanks.
Some of the other things.
I'm good.
Foreign flies. And so It is, but since the, it got introduced, and remember, we've done this thing with China, allowed them to buy into our beef producers, chicken producers, pork producers. So what's happening is that we're mixing and matching, and beef that was grown over there and other products that were grown over there are being brought over here. So now we have our beef in America being eaten by these ectoparasites. So when you go, if you're a meat eater and you go to the store and you don't know where the beef comes from, because thanks to most of these groups, they've been able to keep the statute from requiring that you know where the beef comes from or anything comes from. Remember that whole thing in California, Jennifer, right? With Monsanto trying to keep mm-hmm. the label from saying... And they did. Exactly. So now the next step is that we have the calves that are being raised in some of these big, huge beef lots that are being infected by these ectoparasites, gets into their system and stays there, and you can't really treat them. If you do treat them, then that gets into the meat as well. I guess it's maybe a good case for being a vegetarian. I don't know, but man, I look at these things and I just think one more thing that we can blame on the Chinese government. And yet, where are we? We're still there. We're still, nobody's doing anything in Congress that amounts to anything to curtail our deals with China. In essence, very little activity in that department. So do we get what we deserve? Maybe. Maybe that's what, you know, we're, the food we eat, the devices we use, pretty much all of our clothing, you name it, everything except cars, and the cars are getting, you know, stuff that's at least part of it made in China. So it's pretty exasperating, but I wanted you to know that that was there. Now, are we, if we elect Kanye West to the presidency, will he fix all of this, Jennifer? What will we do?
Oh, yeah. Don't you think? I mean, I think Kanye is ready to go. I think he's ready to fix it all. He had a campaign rally, so a lot of people were, excuse me, allergies. A lot of people were saying that Kanye had dropped out, but over the last couple of days, Kanye West, after making an announcement he was running for president on July 4th, started trying to get himself on the ballot in South Carolina and a few other states that he must consider to be key for his election in 2020. So he had his first presidential campaign event in North Charleston, South Carolina. He had it on Sunday evening, and this was just a day before you could file as an independent. He appeared about 5 o'clock at the Exquist Event Center rally, and he had the numbers 2020 shaved into the side of his head. He invited a couple of young women from the audience to speak on stage about issues that concern them, like education, inequality, police brutality. He then launched into a speech that touched on a wide range of topics, from his battle with opioids to his business dealings with Adidas and everything in between. He also elaborated on his pro-life stance. He started crying when he said his father's desire to abort him. And I guess he and his wife had this conversation about whether they should abort
his North. Mother told him that he considered aborting him?
I guess she must have told him because I don't think he really knew his father.
Yeah, really? and then he also talked about how he and Kim had a conversation, and this is what really made news, about whether or not they were going to abort North, which is their first daughter. He said, quote, "I almost killed my daughter. I love my daughter. God wants us to create." And he said, no more plan B, plan A. And he got kind of a mixed response from the audience. He also said that he thinks abortion should be legal, but that there should be more support for those who need it. He said that the maximum increase would be everybody that has a baby gets $1 million or something in that range. Now, I don't know how you pay for that. It's a lot of $1 million to hand out for anybody who has a baby. He also said Kanye West said that marijuana should be free. He took questions from the audience before the event ended. It was about an hour long. And, he asked people to sign his petition so that he could get on the ballot, to file to get on the ballot in South Carolina. He needed 10,000 signatures to do it.
Wow. All right, let's see what else is going on. The president had an interview with Chris Wallace. I didn't hear it. Did you hear, Jennifer, what the
pieces
context?
Of it, yeah. It was pretty good. It was a good interview.
Good for Trump, good for Chris Wallace.
Probably both. I mean, Chris Wallace was pretty tough on him, I think. That's kind of what Chris Wallace does.
He does. Yeah, he's trying to be in his footsteps of his father, Mike.
But I thought it was actually good. It was wide-ranging. They talked about all sorts of things. The president had an opportunity to clarify remarks, and he talked about everything from COVID to the economy to Joe Biden and all the stuff that's in between.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the death of John Lewis in political circles, a lot of people are vying for his positions. How old was he? 80, I think, right? Wasn't he? 80, 81, something like that?
He had pancreatic cancer.
Had been in Congress for a long time. Many thought
years.
Two. How long?
33.
Yeah. What was his background before that? What did he do before
he became... He marched with Martin Luther King. He was part of the civil rights movement. And
yeah, but did he have a job? What was his job?
I'm sure he did. I don't know what his life was like before. I'm sure we could find out with an easy Google. But he was most known probably for the speech that he gave in Selma. He was also part of the beating, that beating in the Jim Crow South, where he got mm-hmm. beat by police officers. So,
yeah.
I mean, he has a legacy. I'm sure that he and I would probably agree on maybe, like, 0.01% politically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'd agree on what day it was. But, I mean, you can't not point out someone who had such, really iconic for Congress. He's one of those iconic.
In what way? What made him iconic? What were his positions? What sort of stance?
Yeah, he took leadership roles, and I think because of his history, he had a lot of people who respected him. One of the most famous moments, I think, probably he would probably tell you in his career is he was very excited about Barack Obama winning the presidency, and he went up and asked him to sign a piece of paper for him, and Barack Obama wrote, "Because of you, John," and signed it. Barack Obama, that's kind of one of those famous stories that you hear about John Lewis.
Mm-hmm. So, as long as we're talking about leadership in your city of Los Angeles and your state of California, now we were talking about Florida.
Around here. What are you talking about?
Well, that's the question. Florida is having problems because of the COVID, and now California, my children keep reminding me how things were started, and now everything's getting closed again. Schools, virtual instruction only. We were talking about sending Miles, because the public school's closed, to a public to a private school. Those apparently aren't going to be opened either.
Homeschool.
Homeschool. Yeah.
Yeah, I would pull them out of public and go into a homeschool curriculum. It's the way to do it until the public schools reopen again.
Where do you get that curriculum?
Oh, my God, there's hundreds of them to choose from. Jeff has been going through it. He's going to do just that.
But how do you know which ones are reliable? Which ones, if you're not an educator or teacher,
well, you have to
do
the research, and there's all kinds of curriculum from, like, super religious to not religious at all, where it's hippy-dippy and you don't give tests, or somewhere in between. And they'll tell you how long the curriculum is each and every day, what subjects are covered. You can mm-hmm. actually get really hands-on, and they have a lot of support groups, too, for parents who are looking in that direction.
All right. So that's something that I think we need to remind people or give it as a public service where you can go. If you're going to go down that road, if you feel strongly about it, then there are ways that you can get some help, and maybe we should even list some of them on our website. What do you think? Or on our Facebook page, something like that?
Yeah, I can get them from, I can get the ones that we've been using and send them over.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, do you get enough good, solid rest? Are you sleeping well? Or are you restless because of many different things that make it difficult for you to fall asleep? And if you do fall asleep, do you stay asleep? The problem is something that's kind of universal. And here's a way for you to get around it and make it better. You should try MyPillow. You have a great sleep experience every night with this, guaranteed or your money back. The MyPillows, you know, are all made with 100% cotton. There's no feather, none of that stuff. And that's what makes the machine washable and dryable, and what also easy to fit into your head or your neck, whatever you need. And MyPillows are made here in America with a 10-year warranty. Try that with another pillow. So go to MyPillow.com, order one MyPillow, you get the second one free. Order anything on the Radio Listener Specials page, and you'll get the second one free with the promo code DJV. So enhance life, enhance your sleep experience. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half price. The BOGO deal. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Unmistakable sound of McCartney sharing his new Beautiful Night EP. It's a four-track digital release that extracts the various versions of the 1997 single from the upcoming Flaming Pie reissue. The EP includes the Flaming Pie finished version of Beautiful Night, which you're listening to. You want to crank it up a little, Phil? Night for lovers of love to be home. McCartney's 1995 demo for the track, a run-through sort of take, 10 minutes in studio medley focused on the recording of Beautiful Night that featured with the single B-side, Obu Jubu. Is that how you pronounce that? I never figured out how to pronounce it.
You're a McCartney fan, so you
Obu
should know this.
Obu Jubu, because it is. McCartney also re-uploaded his new remastered video for this tune, Beautiful Night. The song itself features contributions from Linda McCartney, his first wife, Jeff Lynne, producer George Martin, Ringo, marking one of their first post-Beatle collaborations. I've been saying to Ringo for years that it'd be great to do something because we never really had done that much work together outside the Beatles. One night, Jeff Lynne suggested, why don't you get Ringo in this? And I said, okay, sort of just happened that way. I had this song, Beautiful Night, which I'd written quite a few years ago. I'd always liked it, but I felt it didn't quite have the right version. So I got this song out for when Ringo was coming in, and right away it was just like the good old days. The massive Flaming Pie reissue, which is coming out next week, features McCartney's intimate home recordings, some studio jams, some rough mixes, outtakes, audio from his radio show, Obu Jubu, a documentary about making the record, and bonus films as well. So anybody who's a McCartney fan, this would be a must-have, it would seem to me, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
to have this and the things that go with it. It's a good story about how he got together with Ringo, too, on this. So
you know, it's interesting. We watched that. I was telling you guys off the air. We watched that. I think it's 8 days a week. I think is what it's called. It's the touring, the Beatles, the touring years, and it's a movie documentary that came out last year. Ron Howard directed it, and it's funny because I noticed watching it, and it's all old footage from the '60s of the Beatles. And it's so cute. It's subtle, but you could definitely see how Ringo and Paul had their own separate, special relationship from the rest of the group. And it's there are so many moments where, like, Ringo, you know, is playing a joke on Paul or vice versa, and, like, Ringo jumps up into Paul's arms at one point, and it's very cute to see that, you know, as in all bands, the bass player and the, you know, and the drummer have to really be in sync. And so they really were, like, they have a very special relationship, and it's so cute that all these years later, they're still looking for projects together.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. I think it makes people feel good just because it helps to keep alive those Beatle years.
Yeah.
So long ago. All right, now, here's another sort of moldy, oldie, goody, goldie, the Prince Estate. Excuse my voice for a second. Crank this up for a minute, please.
But I could never take the place of your name.
I took my allergy medicine this morning. Still didn't work. Prince's Estate, sharing his original version of I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man, which we're playing right here. Prince later revisited in 87. So how different are these? Can you play them, sort of take a piece out of each show?
This is what ended up on the album.
Uh-huh.
This is one of my favorite Prince songs. He added a lot to it.
So there's a massive reissue, right? Coming to this album from 87. The 79 version of this song, I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man, is structurally similar to the finished take, Prince using the same verses and chorus on both renditions. However, on this rendition, Sign of the Times, Prince would amplify the song's party atmosphere and double the track length. You want to crank this up a little bit? So what do you think of the two versions, Victoria?
I've never heard the demo version from 79, but I, like I said, this is one of my favorite Prince songs, so yeah. I love it. I think it's really cool to hear how he started it and where it ended up.
79 track is the oldest recording on Sign of the Times reissue, which is a big collection featuring more than 45 unreleased studio recordings, a disc compiling the album's single mixes and edits and B-sides, a 1987 live gig in the Netherlands, and a bonus concert film from Prince's New Year's Eve 1987 show at Paisley Park. So, and there's some handwritten lyrics for the single as well. So this is quite the find for Prince fans. 29 past the hour on the DJV show.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says whenever he leaves the White House, he'll be looking back on his time there, remembering how he was treated unfairly.
I have done more than any president in history in the first 3.5 years, and I've done it suffering through investigations where people have been, General Flynn, where people have been so unfairly treated.
The president speaking there on Fox News Sunday, also claiming President Obama and former VP Joe Biden, now the presumptive Democratic nominee, spied on his campaign, and he says he was hammered by the investigation by former special counsel Robert Mueller. Police in Illinois are investigating after 13 people were wounded in a mass shooting along Peoria's riverfront early yesterday morning. All the victims are expected to recover. No word on whether any arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. He took his name off that bridge and replaced it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor. Yeah. Someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Monday. Imagine it was Friday. Damn, this
allergy stuff, Victoria.
It's horrible. It's been a horrible allergy season.
Excuse me. Why do you suppose that? I have not done any research into finding out why. It's affected so many people, I probably should, because I'm a curious sort anyway. I guess that's what makes all of us good at what we're doing here. We have a sense of humor. We're also naturally curious. And we are having a quick mind to capture all the experiences. You and Jennifer are great at that, at capturing your experiences and tying them together. We all have these experiences, and that's kind of what makes the work flow here, imagining, reimagining what's going on. And so with that in mind, looking at what is happening right now in the travel world, lots of people are buying RVs, the B&B, the hotels, although I've been by a few hotels. If you're going to an area where it's a natural tourist place, those hotels are all booked. But when you just are traveling around, like I was doing I cut a hayfield over the weekend and baled the hay yesterday at an area that's actually in a technology park. And there's two hotels. You know, most of these technology areas, they have hotels that are in them, which help to account or accommodate the people that are coming into the businesses in that park. So there's a Hampton Inn, there's a Courtyard by Marriott, I think it's three hotels. And I counted when I drove through my tractor, I counted four cars in one hotel, I think six or seven in another, But this time of year, or any time of year, those hotels would be mostly booked. Just nothing. It's like opening the window and hearing nothing but, what, crickets?
Yeah.
And so when you look
A lot of people don't feel safe doing it. I wouldn't. I mean, we have an Airbnb booked, but that's the reason we did that is so we're not in a hotel. We're in our own cottage. We're totally away from everybody else. I wouldn't feel comfortable just walking into a hotel and checking in and, you know, and trusting their cleaning procedures.
Yeah, I think that's a question. So if that's the case, then looking around at the questions that have arisen with the American Airlines and JetBlue announcement last week that they were going to not merge, but I wonder if this isn't the first step in some kind of a merger. It wouldn't be the last time or the first time that Doug Parker, who's the chairman of American Airlines at the moment, was the chairman of U.S. Airways before that, the chairman of America West before that. He pretty much started America West, and then he took over the larger company, which was U.S. Air, and then he took over the larger company, which was American Airlines, all out of bankruptcy. Now he's getting cozy with JetBlue, making a number of deals to supposedly make both airlines more competitive and offer more choices. I always love it when they say, oh, this is going to be better for you because prices will be cheaper and yada, yada. Well, in fact, the last time American and JetBlue made a deal, American gave up direct flights from Boston to San Francisco, and JetBlue started offering them because they wanted to have access. They wanted JetBlue to use their Miami connection to Latin America. And so JetBlue did that. They're feeding American in Miami with their domestic flights. They go into the international flights for American. So now this is the same kind of deal, apparently, Victoria, only using New York JFK instead of Miami as the springboard to having more access. So I don't know what American's giving up in order to get JetBlue to feed their international flights, but clearly this is an attempt to kind of try to get a little energy behind airline travel since the pandemic has knocked the hell out of it. I didn't see an announcement from JetBlue as how many people they were laying off. Americans laying off 25,000 next, I think, September or October, then United's laying off 35,000. No announcement from Delta, but laying people off as well. So does this work? What do you know about this, and does it appeal to you?
Well, I love JetBlue. I don't like American, but I do love JetBlue. So this new partnership is going to, you're going to be able to have code share flights that are going to be shared, and then they're going to have, they haven't specified all the details yet because this is pending regulator approval. Mm-hmm. They say that the strategic partnership is going to boost their finances, and so loyalty benefits, they haven't exactly said how that's going to work, but apparently you're going to be able to share some of that. But the biggest deal is American Airlines has been pulling away from New York flights for years, and JetBlue
is... You mean
is,
domestic or international?
Domestic. And yeah. So JetBlue has their hub at JFK Airport, and it's probably the nicest terminal at JFK. And
they rebuilt TWA terminal. TWA Gonzo, they rebuilt it, they tore down the old terminal and built a fancy new one. They're a huge impact. They have a huge presence.
So part of the reason here, going back to what each one gets. So American gains JetBlue's kind of, you know, strong presence in New York. JetBlue has had ambitions to expand internationally, but they have essentially they've been kind of limited. So
they
from New York,
buy
Boston,
the kind
and
of planes
Washington.
That it takes. They don't want to buy big planes. They want to keep their fleet all the same. And they can use those Airbuses to go, maybe stretch it. They've introduced flights from Boston to Ireland after they, I mean, I'm wondering how honorable they are. They had a long-term deal with Aer Lingus in which they...
They share the same terminal, yeah, JFK.
Right, but now they're competing with them, running flights and against Aer Lingus. I don't know.
So they say that essentially American is going to soon offer year-round service between JFK and Tel Aviv and seasonal service between JFK and Athens and Rio de Janeiro. So
yeah.
part of it.
Can I interject something there?
Yeah.
That comes from the old, when TWA went out of business, an American bought the assets for $734 million about 20 years ago. One of the things they canceled immediately was the flights to those two, to both Athens and to Tel Aviv. For nobody, everybody scratched their head and said, why would you do that? Because the Tel Aviv flights were always full, and they were quite a source of income, because that's the kind of a place you can charge a lot of money to get to. And El Al really was the only other airline serving both Newark and JFK. And now Continental serves from Newark against El Al. And American is going to go into this market a little more heavily. No one knows why they stopped serving Athens either, because that was a great spot for TWA. Anyway, I wanted to give you that background there so you understood that there had been a lot of pressure for a long time to go back to JFK, to Tel Aviv flights in Athens. Go ahead. I don't know about Rio.
I mean, essentially, that's the whole deal for what we know right now. So JetBlue has had other strategic partnerships in the past, and, you know, maybe this one will end up being permanent. I don't know, branding-wise, I don't see this becoming a full takeover, because JetBlue's brand is probably the best thing it has going for it.
Yeah.
They were so smart when they came out of the gate. They were just... You know, the brand, it was like an Apple store. They were on brand. They kept it very clean and simple. And I love flying. I've never had a bad JetBlue flight. It's the same experience. It's very consistent. So I don't see them kind of getting swallowed up by American unless it's for some exorbitant amount of money, which American doesn't have right now. So I think American is really benefiting from that brand in this partnership.
Well, one wonders, because American does have pretty much the lock on service from New York to Miami, and
well, JetBlue has a ton of flights from New York down to Miami. Yeah,
yeah. So now American, which also has cheapened their service to Los Angeles, they run an hourly flight in a crap can Airbus with three, you know, they have three sections: first, business, and the coach. Not a bad experience in business. I've had those, been on those planes. They ran them out of Boston for a while. So what are you going to give up? Are you going to let JetBlue come in and run more flights, or are you just going to up the business? Are you going to give over?
Incentive really is, if you're an American customer and you have your miles and you don't want to not fly with, you know, if you want to stick to your loyalty program.
Right, I'm the example you're talking about.
Yeah, and most people like to stick to one airline if they can get the points, you know, the miles, which are, you know, don't really mean a whole lot anymore. But you've been doing it for so long, you're kind of grandfathered in.
I do, because it's easy for me to get an upgrade when I go back and forth.
Right.
That's the way I use it.
So we're not sure if the upgrades are going to transfer over, but I think a lot of people who fly American will, if they can take a direct flight that JetBlue is offering, rather than maybe making multiple stops, then I think that the JetBlue will take some of the American customers. So I think it's a smart move.
You know, I see it cannibalizing the American route structure. If American customers are going to be given easier access to 130 new routes offered by JetBlue, what does that do? What does that tell you about American? Do they want to downsize a little bit and still try to keep some of that revenue or attention? It's hard to figure, but this guy, that's the president of American, is a guy named Robert Isom. He reports to Doug Parker, who's the chairman, who is a notorious, how do I say this nicely, a Grinch when it comes to giving passengers what they want. He's not very good at that. It's all a stock play for him. And so, anyway... So I understand that JetBlue is going to get out of Long Beach, which is one of those things. That's where they got, at least coast to coast, that's where they got their start. It was so easy for them to go into Long Beach, and Long Beach is such a cool, iconic airport. I don't know whether you've ever been in there or not.
No.
Into Long Beach, but they had 35 daily departures 2 years ago, and now they're pretty much getting out. Before the pandemic, they went down to 15 daily departures, then 10. And so They have now just a few, because they're using LAX, obviously, and to appoint the John Wayne Airport, which, by the way, what's going on
with
renaming? John Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good-sized airport. But they want to go back to just call it Orange County Airport, which is probably appropriate, given a lot of the stuff about John Wayne that's become public. Anyway, so there's that travel experience, something to think about as you're making your travel plans. The Oregon Department of Justice is suing the feds for secretly stopping and forcibly grabbing people off the streets of Portland. This sounds very dodgy, very un-American, very not good. So what are...
Well, the fact that no one in Oregon requested this. Yeah. This is the federal government moving in on a state like it's a territory, like it's a hostile territory, and you know, and they're claiming that they're only arresting people who are being violent, and that's just not true. There are so many cases where it's even being caught on film. People are filming other people being thrown into a camouflaged van that has no insignia on it. Yeah. These officers have no identification. People have had hoods put over their heads. They've had beanies pulled down over their faces. They're not read their Miranda rights. I mean, this is a disaster. Like, I don't know why more and more people aren't upset by what is going on here.
I didn't know it was going on until you told me earlier that it was going on. I didn't
over this weekend, I was just seeing this stuff popping up left and right, and I'm like, what is going on? And so the Oregon Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against all of these federal agencies, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Marshals Service, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and the Federal Protective Service. The Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler, said on Sunday that these are troops in their city, and they're making things worse. And so it just look, the more these are masked, unidentified, heavily armed federal troops. You can look this up. You can see unmarked SUVs. You can see people being thrown into the back of these cars. No one knows where they're taken. No one. They're not read their rights. It's a disaster. And so a lot of people are speculating that this is a testing ground for like Trump's secret police. That this is going to happen in other states. Like the next state, it might be California. So, I don't even know how troops just roll in. This is un-American. Troops roll in the middle of the night, and the state has not even requested any help, or they haven't even called for them. Yeah. I don't know.
The good thing is they're making a lot of noise about it. They're suing, and even though it's our tax dollars at work, these people that make these decisions on the federal level, they don't care because it's not their money. It's our money.
Right.
And, just do whatever
they
want.
Try to roll into New York, and let's see what Governor Cuomo has to say about that, because I would, you know, that's... Yeah.
I think the guy in Portland's a wimp, and that's why they did it. Or at least they thought he was a wimp. So, at any rate, time for a product lesson. The product that I'm going to spend 60 seconds talking about, more or less, is Calitrin. Won't be the first time, won't be the last time I tell you about the value and the virtue of using this, the safest of all weight loss products. Why is it safe? Because there are no drugs. Because there are no stimulants. And you don't, by the way, the other thing that's so great about this is once you go and order at toploss.com, you'll order one. You may order three. They have a BOGO deal, so you order three, get three free. So this is not something you get elsewhere. You don't have to recur the purchases. Lose the weight the safe way.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is one of the modified versions of Raiders of the Lost Ark, one of the themes. John Williams, I'll tell you, had a great experience this weekend, Victoria, watching an old 1990, I think it was, episode of the Boston Pops Orchestra under the direction of John Williams. I don't know how I came across it, but I stayed glued to the television set. I think it was Friday night, and I'd come in just from working. It was 9-something or other, and I sat down to have a bite to eat. And as I often do, I just clicked through a few stations to see what's on. And on PBS was this Boston Pops concert, all with music from John Williams movies, with a focus on the Indiana Jones movies. And one of the nicest things about it was he had brought in, this again, this is in the Boston Pops, this is in Symphony Hall in Boston, the fellow, was it Anthony Lewis? Was that the guy's name who played C-3PO? Anthony,
I don't know.
Something or other. Anthony Daniels. Thank you, Phil. Anthony Daniels was there dressed as C-3PO, and he conducted one of the songs. It was fascinating. And then the R2-D2 came out on stage, and the audience went nuts. It was just such a great effect. And you could tell by looking at John Williams that he was enjoying it thoroughly. He had that. He's got kind of a glint. He's got a smile that's really quite infectious. And so he's looking at them and looking at the reaction of the audience, thinking, "Well, I guess that was the right thing to do." So anyway, all that music, the Pops with the Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm sure you can find those episodes somewhere on one of the Netflix or someplace like that. Or PBS probably has it on its website. Meanwhile, Raiders of the Lost Ark's staff is in the news because of some of the props being auctioned off.
There's a big Hollywood auction happening. I don't know if you've been seeing any of the buzz about this, but this staff, the staff of Ra from the movie Marilyn Monroe's Pearls. There's a whole list of things from movies that are up for auction. I guess collectors need the money right now. Yeah. So this is the time. You're going to see a lot of stuff going, you know, heading to auction.
Yep, there are a lot of them. This was the most popular. They got 4 Oscars, remember? And it was, I think, the beginning. Steven Spielberg was so smart about he and George Lucas put their heads together, put their minds together. Lucas wrote the, they were great friends, so Lucas says, okay, I'll write a treatment of this. And he did. And then Spielberg directed it, and it was magic. And that's the kind of stuff that you can't watch on a small screen and get the same out of it as if you were watching it on a big screen. I watched Raiders was on. It happened the same night on a different channel. Raiders of the Lost Ark was on. It was on the Paramount channel, as a matter of fact. And I watched, remembering the whole business about the trip to Nepal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what actually... what other objects are going to be up? Because it looks like this is going to take place about a month from now. The sale prices on some of these things, $100,000, $200,000.
That's a lot of money for this prop, but it is the authentic one that Harrison Ford is seeking as Indiana Jones. So
what do you tell your friends when you they come over for dinner and say they look at that and say, oh, where'd you get that? Is that a replica? Or do you tell people, look, that's the original? How do you engage people? You buy these things, so what do you do with them then? If you're a collector or an exhibitor, how do you call people?
I think it depends on what it is. Like, if I was ever gifted or if I ever purchased a piece of jewelry that was, you know, a famous piece of jewelry, I would wear it. Because what else are you going to do? Just let it sit in a glass case and look at it? But if it's something like this, you're not going to probably walk around with it. So this is something that would be mounted on the wall, I would imagine.
Or you could hide it where Johnny Depp hid the jewelry for somebody to find.
Yeah, that story. Oh, man. Well, Amber Heard, that's just to give you some background on that. Amber Heard is going to be in court today testifying in London. That's where this trial has been going on. Johnny Depp suing his ex-wife Amber Heard for $50 million for defamation, and he's also suing the Daily Mail. And so the Daily Mail over in London, they had basically labeled him a wife beater, and so he's suing them for defamation because of that. And he's been in court. He testified, and Winona Ryder, his ex-fiance, his ex-other girlfriend who he shares his two kids with, they wrote letters to the court as character witnesses, basically.
For Johnny Depp or for Amber Heard?
For Johnny Depp, saying that the stuff that she's reporting, they've never experienced and don't know that to even be a part of his character.
Really? Hiding stuff in his keister? It didn't work.
No, the wife-beating part.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there it is, the update on movies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.